USA News, I'm John Schaefer. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters. The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive the issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. As lawmakers rush to avert a partial government shutdown, border funding and aid to Ukraine emerge as significant hurdles. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The first priority of the country is our border and making sure it's secure. I believe the president can take executive authority right now today to change that. And I told him that again today in person, as I've said to him many times.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer emphasized the gravity of the situation, noting that history is watching, following President Biden's meeting with congressional leaders aimed at resolving the deadlock. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is criticizing the president's upcoming visit to the border this week, dismissing it as merely a photo op.
Joe Biden and the Democrats deliberately broke this system. They caused the highest rate of illegal immigration in history.
Cruz anticipates that if Donald Trump is reelected, there will be a decrease in the rate of illegal immigration. He says that's because the enforcement of existing laws will happen under the Republican frontrunner. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has voiced his backing for conducting a comprehensive Senate trial for the impeachment of Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, the Kentucky Republican expressed his belief that a trial would be the optimal path forward. Earlier this month, the House voted to impeach Mayorkas, citing concerns regarding his management of the U.S.-Mexico border. In February, consumer confidence dropped. The Consumer Confidence Index, as reported by the Conference Board, fell nearly 4 points following 3 consecutive months of improvement. The board's chief economist attributed the decline in February to persistent uncertainty surrounding the U.S. economy. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we know throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Donald Trump will also be heading to the southern border on Thursday. We get the latest from Laura Winters.
Former President Trump also scheduled to visit our southern border on Thursday. He blasts President Biden on his social media platform, Truth Social, saying crooked Joe Biden's border invasion is destroying our country and killing our citizens, exclamation point. The horrible murder of 22-year-old Lakin Riley at the University of Georgia should have never happened. The monster who took her life illegally entered our country in 2022 and then was released again by radical Democrats in New York after injuring a child. When I am your president, we will immediately seal the border.
University of Texas researchers found that administering the antiviral drug Paxlovid after a COVID-19 diagnosis could save money and lives. That's based on NIH data from high-risk patients during the 2022 Omicron variant wave. According to the UT report, widespread use could have reduced hospitalizations by hundreds of thousands, resulting in an estimated savings of $57 to $170 billion. Analysts at UBS Securities suggest that Netflix might increase its prices this year. In a research note, they anticipate a potential price hike from the streaming platform. Coupled with increased revenue from its ad-supported tier and growing subscriber base, this move could lead to a total revenue growth of 15% for Netflix. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.